Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Could I just ask for a few definitions?
Martha, we know each other for decades. You could ask me any question.
I'm going to, too. Just wait. Music industry legend Clive Davis is responsible for creating the soundtrack of our lives, which is the name of his phenomenal book, this big, fat, dense book. Clive, how long did this take to write?
That book took a lifetime. About 2 years.
Oh, a lifetime, I was going to say.
You know, well, it took a lifetime in many ways, but the actual writing, 2 years.
It is such a good book. And your documentary, which I rewatched this morning, I got up at 5 a.m. to watch your documentary again, because I think it's probably, if it's not the best, it's one of the top four documentaries I have ever seen.
Well, that's so great to
hear. No. It is amazing. And
it's third year on Netflix. Right now it's on Netflix, and they say, I've been told it's their fifth best-selling documentary of all time.
Fifth?
Yes.
Well, after our podcast, it's going to be number one.
I will look
forward. Because everybody listening is going to watch that documentary after I get finished with you today. It's an incredible documentary because not only does it chronicle the life of a music impresario, and do you use the word impresario when you describe your career? Is that a word?
I don't self-use it, but it has been used. I still associate it with a man named Saul Urich that you might remember. But I'm flattered when the word is used in describing me.
Whenever anybody says, oh, you know Clive Davis, I said, yes, he is the greatest music impresario I have ever met.
Oh, wow.
And so I love that word, but what does impresario mean to you? What does that mean?
Well, the word impresario means showman, and I think that it attaches, because every year, as you know, I've been for over 40 years throwing a party the night before the Grammys, and it's not just a party. It's become the party, and as distinguished from the Swifty Lazar party, for example, the night in its heyday before the Oscars. It's not just meeting people that you always might want to meet. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is in her 22nd year, and you'll run into Streisand, you'll run into David Hockney, you'll run into sports figures as well as every head of every label and stars from all the labels. But I put on a show, and you see in that show artists that you'll never see play together. You'll see, because it was Alicia Keys' dream to perform on some stage with Aretha Franklin. So you'll see Aretha with Alicia. You'll see Barry Manilow with Jennifer Hudson. You'll see, in the past, Whitney Houston with Natalie Cole.
I saw that.
Yes, you've been there many times. Oh. Lou Reed with Rod Stewart and Slash.
I saw that too. I love that. Oh my gosh. You are known as the man with the golden ears. They look pretty normal to me. They might be a little bit large like Buddha, but that's good, because you know what that means if you have large ears?
Tell me.
It means that you have a long life.
Oh, wow.
Buddha had the biggest ears. Okay. And if you look, and long earlobes. So if you have long earlobes, don't fret, women who try to cut them off and cover them up. It means a good long life.
Well, that is,
isn't that interesting?
Yes.
But yours are golden in addition. And that's because you, more than pretty much anybody in the latter half of the 20th century, early part of the 21st century, really heard music like nobody else heard it, and promoted it, and educated us. I learned so much about music just from your artists. So much. And that's what that documentary does for me, too. It re-educates me and re-educates me every time I watch it, in terms of going from Janis Joplin. Now, what would you call her music?
Janis Joplin was, to me, the original white soul sister. She was rock and roll, but her range, her depth, her soulfulness, she could have been soulful R&B. We never went that far because of her tragic premature death. But there was no one like Janis Joplin, a true original.
That gravelly voice, that energy she had.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Sweat.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You even mentioned about her, just that her performance was so real every single time. Never a performance. She was living.
The first artist I ever signed.
I
got in this old Martha, you know, by accident.
Yeah, well, tell us that story. How did you get to be the signer of all these artists? A lawyer for Harvard.
I was the chief lawyer for Columbia Records, okay? I was there for 5 years after 3 years of law school. And one day, my mentor, predecessor, Goddard Lieberson, was made a group president. So the divisions he had were Columbia Records, Fender Musical Instruments, Creative Playthings, etc. And he came to me one day, and he said, you know, would you like to become head of Fender Musical Instruments? You did all the contracts for Fender guitars, for Leslie speakers, for Steinway pianos. You could unify that whole group. I said, but Goddard, you know, I don't think I could do it. I'm getting divorced. I have 2 young children. It would mean my moving to the West Coast, San Diego.
And musical instruments. Did you know anything about musical instruments at that time?
Oh, I knew nothing about any music or musical instruments.
Did you play an instrument ever as a child?
I never played a musical instrument. So he said, well, come see me tomorrow and we'll talk about it. I came there tomorrow, the next day, and he said, look, it was a gentleman named Norman Adler, the executive vice president. He wants to live in La Jolla, so we'll make him head of Fender Musical Instruments, and you'll be the head of Columbia Records. And that, it wasn't that God had thought I had ears. It didn't even dream on my part of thinking that
you would you'd leave that up to somebody else, and you just run the business of
exactly.
the business. Yeah, right.
Never knowing this would become the musical, the professional passion of my life. And so I became head. I looked around. We could do better in the new rock and roll. We did have Bob Dylan, but he was mainly a songwriter. Simon and Garfunkel were just breaking with their first single. We had no idea what they would become. But the new rock was secondary to Mitch Miller, who was head of A&R. They had Andy Williams. They had a young Barbra Streisand. They had Tony Bennett. It was a wonderful middle-of-the-road company with a number one number of Broadway shows, My Fair Lady, Camelot.
This is all Columbia.
Story. Yes.
Okay. Well, but you've already touched on so many things that probably some of my audience doesn't even know what you're talking about. So R&B, what does that stand for?
Rhythm and blues. It's the expression that has been used for the likes of Stevie Wonder, for Aretha Franklin, for Otis Redding, for R&B, rhythm and blues.
Okay. What does A&R stand for?
A&R stands for artist and repertoire. So that when you're an A&R person, man or woman, you're either going to discover an artist, or if you have the artist and the artist does not write, which was the day of Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore, you would find the repertoire that they would
say.
Oh,
so you'd find the writers.
That's
right. The composers.
That's correct. Ah. So it's artist and repertoire.
Okay, that's interesting. And hip-hop.
Hip-hop was the revolution that really occurred after the rock and roll revolution. And it mainly associated with rap, but it's the beats, it's the rhythm, it's the track as well.
Like, who's the first hip-hop artist we know?
Well, the first hip-hop artist I knew and who I signed, and not too much is known about him, but if you ask the Cognoscenti, he's one of the leading rapper hip-hop artist. His name is Gil Scott-Heron, and I'm sure one day they're going to do a movie about Gil Scott-Heron.
You're going to do the movie. Why don't you do the movie? You'll be an executive
I'm right now
producer.
Doing the Whitney movie, and
I can't wait for that.
That's consuming me.
And now, so let me see, we've gotten through hip-hop. What about rock and roll? Who's rock and roll?
Well.
And when?
When rock and roll began, it was really up-tempo, rock edge, meaning guitars, was the guitar revolution. And certainly Phil Spector and the early records, and the Beatles started early rock and roll. Dylan started folk rock, okay? He was originally folk, and then one day he added an electric guitar, and it became folk rock. So that's a few of the definitions that we're talking about.
And Springsteen?
Springsteen, who was everything, is rock. Okay. I mean, he is started out folk. He started out singing alone, solo, with a guitar. And I have good stories about Springsteen. I have no idea what your time element is.
We could go on for days and days, but that'll be interview number two.
John Hammond, an A&R man, brought Bruce Springsteen to play for me. And his imagery, his lyric, was so unique that I and John signed him. And a wonderful story. I was just with Bruce, and he submitted his first album to me, and it was called Greetings from Asbury Park. I said, Bruce, the imagery is there. The lyrics are great. We need some radio-friendly songs, at least two. Sometimes an artist can get very put off by that. They don't want the creativity either commented on or observed. Not Bruce. He said, you know, maybe you're right. And in his words, he went to the studio. He went to the beach, rather, and he wrote Blinded by the Light.
Oh, such a great song.
And Spirit in the Night. And you were at my recent birthday party where Bruce explained this and sang Blinded by the Light right afterwards. Very memorable experience. But Bruce Springsteen, to me, is probably, he and Mick Jagger are the greatest rock performers in modern day lifetime. I, just to set the stage, was made head of, but certainly never thought I'd sign an artist. Never thought that music would be my passion and my natural gift. And I went thinking I would be seeing Simon and Garfunkel and the Mamas and Papas at the first pop festival in 1967. And I didn't even know they would have unknown artists during the day. And I'm there with my
This is in California.
This is in Monterey, California, the Monterey Pop Festival. And my wife at the time and I are sitting in the fairgrounds and new artists were appearing. And the group called the Electric Flag, Mike Bloomfield on guitar. For those of your audience who are a little more musical sophisticated. And then came this group called Big Brother and the Holding Company. And this unbelievable, charismatic, electrifying, compelling, white, gravelly voice singer, Janis Joplin, who had not been billed, starts singing Piece of My Heart, you know, Summertime, any song, pop songs, rock songs, new songs.
Were some of the songs hers? Did she write her own songs?
No, she didn't write her own material. But I knew for the first time in my life, my spine was tingling. There was no other A&R person, now that you know what he or she is. And I dedicated myself to signing her. She was under contract with never a record out to a small record company called Mainstream Records. I bought that contract for $200,000, a lot of money in those days.
Yeah, so they knew that she was valuable.
They knew that she was valuable. And we made Cheap Thrills, our first album, a great album, together. And
I hope all you listeners are writing all this down, because Cheap Thrills, that's an album we should all be listening to right now, right?
Oh, without question.
Yeah, I'm putting that in my car on my way to New York later on. I'm going
to
listen.
To this day, I mean, it will really have great impact.
Right. And so she was number one.
She was the first artist I signed. And then in very short order, and that's what built my confidence. I never thought I'd had ears. I never studied music. I signed Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Chicago, Santana.
The Santana on your documentary, it was so interesting to see him.
Even for me, because I didn't see the documentary being made. It was done by the Ridley Scott firm.
Right.
And where Carlos explained in the documentary that the rest of his band wanted to go with Atlantic and a man famous.
Ahmet Erdogan.
But he said, I connected with you and I made up my mind I had to be with you. And so I played so lackadaisical for Ahmet. and you see scenes of him practically asleep playing for Ahmet. And then he auditions for me, and he is the dazzling virtuoso that he really is. And so that's how I got sent in.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So it's artist after artist, year after year, now since 1967.
Yes.
Until, what are we in now, 2022? Have you counted how many artists you actually signed? Not counting the bands.
Well, I'll tell you
the
what.
The main artist.
At my birthday, I wanted to make it special. And they all knew I could throw a good party, and I do it every year.
650 guests at Casa Cipriani in New York. I got an invitation. I was so happy to be there. We had a great table, and the performers were amazing.
The performers, everything, beginning with Barry Manilow, Patti Smith.
I had seen Patti Smith perform and perform. She had never performed better than at your 90th birthday party. I'm listening to Patti Smith music because I never did before, really. That night, that poetry that she was speaking,
Some of you know people have the power. And now during the Ukrainian war and what the unrest everywhere, Patti, many years ago, wrote this fabulous song, People Have the Power to Follow Their Dreams, to change what's not right. So Patti, this is what I did. I said, don't come expecting to see my pre-Grammy party. I invited friends I went to college with, friends that began with me at Columbia, friends that worked with me at Arista and Jay, as well as Lin-Manuel Miranda and Bernadette Peters.
He was sitting at the next table, Lin-Manuel.
Jimmy Iovine and Chris Blackwell, the founder of Island Records. It was very touching, most touching, Martha.
And what was most incredible was here is a man celebrating his career, his 90th birthday, his amazing, amazing roster of friends with all of us. And what really struck me, Clive, the clarity of your mind. You talk about this, the soundtrack of your life, my life, your title of your book. It's the clarity of your mind. I am blown away by it. And it is so great for anybody getting older. We're all getting older, but getting older to listen to Clive Davis, to hear him speak. He knew everybody in that room amazingly. You knew what that person meant to you or what you meant to that person. That's what's so incredible. And that's why I had to talk to you today because Clive's a neighbor. Let's get it straight. We've known each other for quite a few years, but that night really cemented my total admiration for you because when I'm 90, boy, I better remember everybody in my life like that.
I have a feeling you will.
I hope so.
I know you well enough to know that you will.
But it was incredible.
My parents died, Martha, when I was a teenager. My mother was 47. My father was 56. They both died from high blood pressure. There was no cure then. They were on rice diets. I take a pill, one pill in the morning with some lowering of cholesterol in the late afternoon.
And you're 90 years old, healthy, going on cruises, flying off tonight to Sicily so he can get another honor. How fabulous that is, and what a life.
The point I want to end up saying is that after Patti and Barry and Earth, Wind, and Fire and Artie Garfunkel and Alicia Keys performed, and after I had Gail King asked me questions for half an hour, no holds barred, to give all these people, many of whom I had not seen, a taste of who I am today, what I am today, what, you know, what is going on. I did have to answer your question. I said, you know, I'm going to ask Mark Ronson, and to those in this audience, he was the co-artist of Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars, but he produced Amy Winehouse. Mark is
a brilliant guy.
Young man. And I know his parents. I know him since he's a kid. I said, Mark, I would like to have, because nobody has ever seen it, including me, an audio-visual mix of every hit from the beginning of my career. This is answering you, Martha's
question. Oh, no,
question
I know, yeah.
About, the, you know, do I remember or do we have ever? And there were, it turns out, 120 artists. I said, well, you can go up to a minute. I prefer an hour audiovisual because it's going to go on fairly late. But he put together, beginning with the Byrds, Hey Mr. Tambourine Man, Donovan, Mellow Yellow, and Sunshine Superman, and going through the years with Whitney and Aretha and Janis and Blood Sweat and Simon and Garfunkel, this wonderful audiovisual, brand new mix that kept people there. I mean, it went on till a quarter of two, but at a quarter of two, Lin-Manuel Miranda was there dancing and Alicia was there dancing. And we're looking to, there's a lot of interest in getting that shown all over the world.
Well, I hope we can all see that because that is just incredible. And Clive Davis, he did it. You did it. You brought those people to us. And that is some fantastic accomplishment. Just an incredible, incredible thing. But we're going to go back a little bit. So many artists, you not only influenced them, you not only nurtured them, you not only loved them, you not only were disappointed in some of them. What's your greatest disappointment in an artist? Did somebody stop doing it or stop playing music prematurely? Or what was the, and not talking about dying, I'm just talking about a musician stopping being a musician. That you thought never should have happened.
Well, that's because I initially was thinking you were, whether dying or not, the biggest disappointment did involve Whitney's fatal addiction.
And that couldn't be stopped.
And that just could not be stopped.
Yeah.
And
it's like Elvis couldn't be stopped. Or Janis Joplin couldn't be stopped, right?
Janis, I was so young, I never dreamt that her life was at stake. With Whitney, it was painful because she didn't want it to stop. And in making this film, you know, we wanted to be honest, realistic, but also show the side of Whitney that captured not just an incredible audience, but every musician, every writer wanted their song to be sung by Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. I've had the great fortune, one of the biggest thrills of my life, is that of working with Santana twice. I mean, nobody thought it was called Davis's Folly. And, you know, I have been let go as head of Columbia. So my documentary is not just, and then he signed, and then he signed. It's the idea, and I would say that the key to the documentary's appeal is resilience. That the ability to not take defeat, to overcome obstacles, because nobody's life goes up, 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 and to have the fortitude, to have the determination to overcome obstacles that you'll never know appear in your life. So that separated from Santana, I had not seen him for 25 years, and he calls me up, and he says, I'm playing Radio City Music Hall. We haven't seen each other. You were there with Oya Kamavar and Black Magic Woman and Evil Ways. And my kids want me to be on the radio, and my spiritualist partner said to me, well, who did you have in your life when you had all those hits? And he said, I had Clive Davis. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling you, Clive. I went to see him. He was as dazzling as ever. And we got together. We collaborated. The blueprint was I took half the album. I gave him the other half to do what Santana's Magic will do. But I came up with Smooth and with Maria Maria from White Glove, from with Rob Thomas. That album is now the 11th best-selling worldwide album of all time. Wow. So that renewal, a reuniting, is so great. It's such a wonderful experience. Rather than think of artists who lost their appeal, I'm going to turn it around and say that if not my biggest pleasure.
I didn't mean lost their appeal. I just meant stopped and didn't go on.
Left the business.
Yeah, just left. You might have tried to get them back or you might have encouraged them not to do that. I just wondered if somebody just stopped.
I really can't think of anybody that just stopped. Music is so compelling that you don't stop, which is you're there if you could last. Now, most of you out there probably are familiar with the phrase one-hit wonder, where careers, you know, you have a big, big hit, and then you just don't have the hit again. So that it really is an inspiration to artists when Santana, after 50 years, is still playing Madison Square Garden.
Incredible.
Or the Staples Center or the Stones into their 70s. Or
and Billy
still
Joel.
Headlining.
He's still Billy is banging away on
banging
that piano.
Fabulous. I did sign Billy. So that it's the idea of how many artists. You don't think of it when you sign the artist. But when I'm with Barry Manilow, whom I signed in 1975, that is 47 years ago, and he's still headlining. And Patti Smith, as Martha was saying, is as charismatic, as compelling, as electrifying as ever. As
more, she goes more, into her more. I don't know why, but more. To me, more.
She is the quintessential rock and roller. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. She's had the respect. I mean, she's literate. Her books are bestsellers. Her art frames some of my walls in my house. Patti is a wonderful, wonderful, quintessential rock and roll artist. So that it's how long these careers are lasting in a business that had been framed with one-hit wonders. I'll tell you, I was so disappointed when Paul Simon broke up with Simon & Garfunkel. I mean, unexpected.
I remember it. I was sad. I was sad, too. We all were, because we loved their music so much.
So. And now Paul, to his credit, has come up with, you know, fabulous albums, continued writing incredible songs. And he's had, for him, a very gratifying solo career. And, of course, we all miss Simon and Garfunkel. When Blood, Sweat, and Tears broke up, I mean, Al Kooper was the original founder of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. We had one album, and then he said, we're not getting along. So they split up.
Right.
Now, they went on in their new organization, in their new framework, to have a triple platinum album, You Make Me So Very Happy, Spinning Wheel, and When I Die.
I know, phenomenal.
But, you know, when that changes, you feel disappointed when the original artists might break up. And I can't help reflecting on losing, and I've got to say this, of where you have some of the greatest artists of all time, and whether it's from drugs or natural causes. I love working with Aretha Franklin. I love it. She was that unique. Martha, you will understand this most of all, because I can go to a party with any, you know, hit making, and of course they create a stir. But there were those artists, our mutual friend, I haven't even conferred with you about it. So I go to a Valentino party on his life, and Aretha heard about it, and she says, will you go with me? I said, of course I'll go with you. And we go there. And within 5 minutes, I get a tug at my elbow. I thought it was a little kid, but it wasn't. It's a gentleman you and I know fairly well, who lives not where, far from where we are currently sitting. And he said, "Clive, I've never done this. I have to meet Aretha. Would you please introduce me?" It was Ralph Lauren. And everybody wanted to meet Aretha Franklin. I mean, because she had an impact on everybody's
all
life.
Of us. Yes. All of us.
Yes.
I was lucky enough to have her come on my show once. It was so amazing. She was an incredible lady.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. She and I became great friends. She came to Pound Ridge, where I live. She came every Memorial Day weekend. I would have Joan Rivers and Patti LuPone and Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry, but Aretha came. And I don't care who you were, there was Joan Rivers dressed in the American flag, I might say, coming over saying, I've got to meet, and I've got to take a picture with Aretha. Aretha was unique, and she was history from the way before I met her, and yet I was able, after she was 40, to have number one records with her, Grammy Awards with her, and we became great friends. I miss Luther Vandross. I miss Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. Prodigious talents, special people in many ways.
And I was so lucky to meet those people at your wonderful Grammy parties, too. And those parties, by the way, are the most friendly parties I ever go to. I mean, just the most friendly. Everyone is... Nancy Pelosi, you talked about, so friendly and nice. And you want to know them. Yes. When you meet them at your party. You want to know everybody.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Clive is a party man. Boy, are you a party man. I love to entertain.
I do. That doesn't mean I love to party. So I want to correct it.
Yes. Not being no, you love to give parties.
About it, but I like to really mix the most interesting people I know with other great, interesting people.
And you don't cut the party short. You let those parties go on. Yes. And on. You let them take their natural,
yes,
natural
I do.
Path.
Yes.
Because, and that's very nice, too, because so many of us just, you know, can't extend a party the way you can. And it's not, it's all natural. This exactly. stuff that happens at your parties.
Yes.
It's incredible. And really, you're still dancing too. I heard you were dancing the other night.
You know, I'm picturing visually what all these things look like. I'm not a, I'll own up to this, not to preach, but I believe in living life. And I had a very, we haven't discussed this, but I had a very, yes, I just celebrated my 90th birthday. It never occurred to me I would live to 90. I'm so
but did you ever think about it? No.
No.
You didn't think
no.
about it? No. No, because you were so busy all the time.
So busy.
It goes.
And I was, you wonder, I don't know how not to be active. So I'm producing the Whitney film. I'm working on 3 documentaries and a number of projects. I'm still working at Sony. I go in there twice a week because that's since.
Do you still have that big corner office?
I have a great, nice, lovely office, different from because don't have that building.
Oh, that's right. You're out of that building now.
So the question is, how do I live and what do I do? And you say, you know, you question. But I had occasion to take an unexpected trip just like 6 weeks ago, where it's been announced in November I'm being inducted into the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., and they retain an artist to do a portrait of you being inducted. I know Serena Williams this year and Dr. Fauci. Anyway, there are 5 every other year. I was and am tremendously honored. And I decided I would call on a friend to do my portrait, which thrilled them and thrilled me that David Hockney has done my portrait.
Oh, wow,
so
I can't wait.
I'm doing what I'm doing tonight, literally tonight,
yeah.
is that David, for me to have my portrait done by him, is still living in Normandy, France. And not L.A., where he had lived for decades. And so I had to go to Normandy, France, and I stopped off in Paris for 3 or 4 nights prior. I loved it. I just love revisiting this wonderful city's highlights, the great restaurants. And I said, you know, as long as I can, those favorite places that I've so loved in life, I've had 3 great resorts over the years. For many years, when we all just sat in the sun, I won't do it anymore, so I don't go to St. Barts. But St. Barts, what distinguished it was not the sun, but in the middle of the Caribbean, there were restaurants for lunch and dinner that you just couldn't believe the quality.
I started going there when my daughter was 5, so that was 51 years ago.
Right. And we would be there together.
That's right.
We had parties.
And there were French restaurants on the beach with the most delectable food.
Remarkable.
Saint-Tropez,
for many years, I've enjoyed, again, for the same reason, and the Amalfi Coast, Capri, and Positano, and Sorrento, and Nerano. And so, buoyed by my experience in Paris, before I visited David Hockney in Normandy, I said, you know, I love chartering a yacht. I'm going to do it. And so knock some wood.
You're going today.
That I'm leaving tonight. And
lucky.
I'll go to Ischia and I will go on a boat and go to Capri. And it's living life.
It is.
And
don't fall overboard.
You know, and don't try not to fall overboard.
Well, you're going to have a fantastic time. We can go on for hours and hours, but I just want everybody listening to pick up a copy of The Soundtrack of My Life by Clive Davis with Anthony DeCurtis.
Yes.
A very excellent book. And watch the documentary because you
on Netflix.
On yeah. Netflix, because it is really a remarkable life, well-lived, a life of inspiration, and a life of celebration. And thank you, Clive.
My pleasure.
Thank you for wandering over here from not far away.
Not far away.
And come back and visit again.
Indeed.
And really, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
Love
and you. and you, Mark.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.